the moment, Australia's got a bit of a deflated national cattle herd, and we've already seen job losses throughout the eastern seaboard of Queensland, particularly in the regions of Townsville and Rockhampton. Now, if the predicted potential trade to China, which could reach up to a million head, as the live export industry has predicted, if that goes ahead, then, of course, we're going to see far greater competition with the domestic meat processing trade, and that's, of course, going to have an impact on Australian jobs as well. So that is certainly a major concern as well.
Is it a new area of concern for the RSPCA?
The reason why we're concerned about that is really its relationship to good animal welfare standards. Of course, Australia has good animal welfare standards with respect to the way animals are treated in domestic processing facilities and abattoirs. Sending animals over to Southeast Asia or China, many of these countries don't even have animal welfare laws, and Australia really has no control over the way animals are treated in those jurisdictions. So that is why we want to see these animals slaughtered in Australia by Australian workers to Australian standards.
Does the concern about jobs outweigh your animal welfare concerns?
No, not at all. Our concerns are first and foremost about animal welfare. But of course, you know, if we can see Australian jobs being created, which improves animal welfare standards in Australia, then that's a win-win situation.
Now, this is the first shipment that's gone over, 1,200 head, relatively small shipment. Is it likely really to have much effect on things like people's employment?
Well, the live export industry has predicted that the trade to China could reach 1 million head of cattle per year. And if that happens, then that would have a major impact on the competition for the domestic meat processing trade. So like we saw in Townsville and Rockhampton, you would be seeing abattoir 12 workers being laid off, you wouldn't see the same degree of employment for Australian meat workers if that trade was to hit those sort of levels.
Now, as I understand it, from what we've been told by some of the live exporting companies, Chinese authorities have had to build facilities for processing these cattle, so they'll be going into brand new facilities. So, but you still have concerns about how those animals will be handled in China?
Yes, because, I mean, China isn't a jurisdiction that's known for having a good animal welfare record. They don't have animal welfare laws in China. And the basic fact of the matter is that once animals leave the Australian jurisdiction, we have no control on the way they're treated in foreign jurisdictions. So you also have the uncertainty of the sea voyage as well. Animals can be transported through extreme changes in climatic conditions. And then, of course, you've got the handling and the slaughter processes in the foreign jurisdiction. So we're certainly concerned about these animals going to China. It's much better to have them slaughtered here in Australia, having you know, economic value contributed to the supply chain here, and then we export good quality Australian beef over to China, which is the fourth largest beef export market for Australia, and that is where we should be focusing our efforts on, not sending live animals overseas.
So if you were to rank your concerns about China, I guess, compared to some of the other exporting countries, maybe Indonesia is an example, are your concerns about China greater than those of Indonesia?
No, I wouldn't say they're greater, but we just don't know what the China trade is going to be like. So we're going to have to wait and see as to what occurs in that jurisdiction. But as I said earlier, China doesn't have animal welfare laws, and it doesn't have a great reputation for animal welfare standards. So we'll have to wait and see. One of our main concerns, though, is the fact that the Australian government really has no say in the way those animals are treated over there. So preferably, these animals should be slaughtered in Australia, sent over as high-quality Australian beef product.